WBEZ is supported by Shedd Aquarium, where animals, people, science, and conservation come together. Through community outreach, education, and research, Shedd protects the water that supports life in the Great Lakes region and beyond. More at sheddaquarium.org. Shedd Aquarium, for animals, for people, for communities, for love of waterkind.
Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicagoans can hear firsthand from the families of Israelis who were taken hostage or killed by Hamas. They'll share their experiences at Jewish community vigils tonight and tomorrow. My colleague Adora Namigadeh talked with Dan Goldwyn of the Jewish United Fund of Chicago. He says three families volunteered to speak out because they don't want their loved ones' stories drowned out by geopolitics. The fund partnered with the Consulate General of Israel in Chicago to bring the families here to talk about the estimated 240 people who have been taken hostage by Hamas.
That number becomes something that keeps getting repeated. What's important for us is that names be repeated and stories about who these people are be repeated.
Tonight's vigil is at Anshe Emet Synagogue in North Allstead, and tomorrow's vigil is at North Suburban Synagogue Beth El in Highland Park. After heated debate, the Chicago City Council today delayed a vote on a plan to purchase 6.5 acres of land on the south side so the city can open a migrant shelter. Albertsons is donating this land in Morgan Park to Chicago for $1. Alderperson Ronnie Mosley says he has to stick with his community's concerns and oppose the sale. Despite commitments from the mayor's administration, this land eventually will be redeveloped into retail and housing. Meantime, the Chicago City Council today also delayed a vote on a controversial priority of Mayor Brandon Johnson. The mayor campaigned on raising taxes on the sale of high-end properties to help fund homelessness prevention. City Council members were scheduled to debate putting the measure on the March ballot, but supporters used a procedural maneuver to delay the vote, and that allowed them to get ahead of opponents who might have tried tactics to stall a vote themselves. The daughter of a disgraced former Chicago alderperson has stepped down from her job at the City Park District. My colleague Dan Mihalopoulos reports former alderperson Danny Solis was accused of corruption and became a federal mole. Solis's daughter Maya continued to work for the Park District for $127,000 a year until she resigned as a South Region director. That's effective today. Now, this comes just a few weeks after we'd reported on an internal investigation, and it found Maya Solis failed to report a sexual harassment complaint from another Park District employee. The only punishment Maya Solis received for that was verbal counseling. She did not return messages. Chicago has finished its fourth month in a row with a drop in murders compared with a year ago. My colleague Chip Mitchell looked at police data that shows October ended last night with 52 murders, a dozen fewer than a year ago. Murders this year are down nearly 25% from a recent peak in 2021. Carjackings are also down. Police Superintendent Larry Snelling told the City Council last week the department is looking into installing license plate readers to identify stolen vehicles. The Illinois Department of Transportation says it's making headway on the I-80 corridor reconstruction project. The $1.3 billion project includes 16 miles of road upgrades. It adds new pedestrian and bicycle lanes. Governor J.B. Pritzker says I-80 is the second longest freeway in the country. It gets a lot of traffic.
These improvements will not only make it safer for commercial drivers, but for thousands of families, tens of thousands of families who rely upon I-80 to commute to work, drive their kids to school, move safely through their daily lives.
The state has completed construction on a major interchange near Joliet. The project is part of the state's $45 billion Rebuild Illinois capital plan. Weather, it's a sunny and chilly Tuesday with a high in the mid-40s, cloudy and cold Tuesday night with a low near freezing, and then Thursday, sunny, breezy, mild with a high near 50. You can find the latest news wherever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.